We present Doctor at Large. Adapted for radio by Ray Cooney from the original novel by Richard Gordon, it stars Richard Briers as Simon Spadder and Jeffrey Sumner as Captain Spratt, with once again guest star Peter Jones as Easter. Episode 5, Farewell Las Palmas.
Slim airline here. Come on, pull her in. Mr. Hornbeam, are they ever going to get this ship tied up?
I'm doing my best, sir.
And blasted dockers here, always the same in Las Palmas. Poor stinking dock they got here. What a pong.
All ports are the same, sir, especially when it's so hot.
Don't you believe it? That blasted meat factory over there.
Oh, that's why there's all these flies about.
I sent that nitwit Dr. Speller around the ship with a spray gun. He's probably gone and fallen overboard by now.
Good afternoon, Captain.
Ah, Miss Swinburne. I'm surprised you're not with Dr. Sparrow, Miss Swinburne. You've been as thick as thieves the whole trip.
He's nice.
He's a twit.
He's a nice twit.
How do you feel about leaving the ship, Miss?
Miserable, but I've got to, haven't I? Daddy's meeting me here today, and tonight you sail for Australia.
Oh, it's been great fun having female company on board.
She's been a menace, Mr. Hornby. Dr. Sparrow?
Me, sir?
Yes, you, Doctor. Come over here.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Hornby. Good afternoon, Wendy.
Shut up. Well, how have you been doing?
Well, exactly what you tell me, sir. I've been dealing with your flies. Oh, when I say flies, I mean...
Well, you're not doing a very good job. There's thousands of them around. It's insanitary. That's your department.
I think Dr. Sparrow's been most conscientious.
She's as useless as the bottom half of a mermaid. What do you think of the decorations, Mr. Swinburne?
Super. I suppose that's for Daddy's benefit.
Well, we've got to impress your old man, haven't we? I mean, chairman of the line... Little party to show we're a happy ship and to bid you farewell.
You'll be pleased to see the back of me.
Well, let's put it this way, Miss Swithenbank. If you'd stay and run the surgery and let this twit go off with your father, I'd be delighted.
Someday I'll find you, the bosun behind you, doing the things that...
Hello, Easter.
Oh, hello, Doc. Afternoon, Miss Wendy. That's a most attractive dress you're wearing. What they call décolleté, isn't it?
Sort of.
Yes, you look as fetching as a carrier bag.
Pause a drink, will you?
Certainly, sir. So the fly spray wasn't much use, sir.
Hardly any. This last lot of insecticide you gave me doesn't seem to have much effect at all. It traps the flies, if anything.
Oh, I expect the little devil's developing immunity to it, Doc.
But it doesn't seem to be quite the same as the first lot of insecticide. Look in there, Wendy. I mean, you see, it looks just like water. Tastes like water. Easter, it is water.
Is it, sir?
Don't tell me you sold the insecticide, too.
Would I do a thing like that, Doctor?
Yes.
Now, Dr. Sparrow, if you're going to cast dispersion...
Easter, you'd flog the funnels if you had half a chance.
I did once, sir, out east. Oh, it looked dead funny. All that smoke coming out of three dirty great holes in the deck.
I don't believe you, Easter.
Miss, it's as true as I'm riding this bicycle. Here's your drink.
In a jug?
Well, it's my own special cocktail.
Blimey, the colour of it.
What's wrong with the colour of it? Do you know what I call it?
Rhesus negative.
I call it the Honeymoon Express.
Why that name?
It gets you there quicker.
What the devil's in it?
Well, it tends to differ, sir. A mixture of most of the proprietary brands of spirit and a tumblerful from each bottle in the medicine cupboard.
Great. God.
Although I think it is the curry powder that gives it the kick. Excuse me, I've got to go and blow up 200 balloons for the party.
Well, with your breath, you better tie them down with rope.
Simon, have I done anything?
Done anything? No.
Well, I've hardly seen anything of you the last few days.
Well, I've been, I didn't want to, you know, with you leaving the ship. Anyway, you've been so busy with Jock Hornbeam, I've hardly been able to get a look in.
You're jealous.
No, I'm not.
Well, you should be.
Under no circumstances would I ever be jealous of Mr. Hornbeam. A swine.
Simon, what's the matter with you?
Well, we mustn't get involved.
Why not?
Well, because you're leaving the ship and I'm not, and...
Look, you're not going to be at sea forever. You'll come back.
That's what I mean. It's no good. I'm you and you're me. I mean, you're you and I'm me, and you've got a couple of things I haven't got. No. You've got a father. Well, so have I, I know, but you've got position and money, you see.
Well, so what?
Well, I haven't got either of those things.
Simon, you've got a wonderful position. You're a doctor, and that's a fantastic thing to be.
No, it isn't. I've only been the ship's doctor for a couple of weeks, and the captain says I'm the biggest single danger to shipping since the torpedo. I'm a chap messing all together. People just shouldn't trust themselves with a chap like me.
I trust you, Simon.
Well, you shouldn't. If you were 8 months pregnant, I'd diagnose wind.
If I was 8 months pregnant, it would be very convenient having a doctor for a husband.
Well, I hope he's a competent one, that's all. Wendy, you don't know what you're saying.
Yes, I do.
But we've only known each other a week or so.
Well, I must have seen the most calamitous side of your nature.
I wouldn't bank on that. Now, Wendy, honestly, I'm not ready for anything like that.
I can wait.
No, you mustn't. You mustn't. I can't even cope with me, let alone a wife.
Put your arms around me.
Wendy, I'm going to Australia.
Not this minute. Now, put your arms round me.
Look, I really ought to be getting back to the meat factory flies, you know. Excuse me.
Simon, come here.
What?
Simon, put your arms around me.
Both of them?
Both of them. That's it. Now, tighter.
Huh?
Tighter.
I don't want to squash anything.
Tighter. That's right. Now, kiss me.
Now?
Now.
All right, then.
Kiss her. Doctor, suspense is killing me. Sorry, miss, the door was open.
That's all right, Easter.
The captain's asking after you, miss. Apparently, your dad's arrived on board.
Thank you, Easter.
Oh, blimey.
See you at the party, Simon.
Oh, yes, definitely, yes.
And if I were you, I'd have a couple of glasses of Easter's Honeymoon Express.
You want a doctor?
No, I haven't the engine for it.
She's right. Going on you, Doc.
Well, she shouldn't be.
And her old man's filthy rich, too.
That's got nothing to do with it.
Hasn't it?
No. Having too much money can make you extremely miserable.
No wonder I'm always so flaming cheerful. Marry her, Doc.
Look, let's forget all this chat about marriage, shall we? It's giving me a flipping headache. Damn hot, too. Where are the aspirins, Easter?
Aspirins, sir?
Yes, I'll take a couple with a glass of water.
We've run out of aspirins, Doc.
Run out?
Yes, hold that balloon while I tie the string round, will you?
We must have some left.
No, sir, no. There's been quite a run on them, you know. The heat. The crew get headaches.
We had 2,000 of them.
Well, it's a large crew, and they've got big heads.
You're not working another of your rackets, are you?
Dr. Sparrow, what could I do with 2,000 aspirins?
I don't know. If I did, I'd be as rich as you are.
I can see Mr. Hornby, all ready to start up there.
Aye, it's not going to be bad at all, Easter. Not bad at all. There's a stack of unaccompanied females arriving.
Elderly ladies, I'll be bound.
A few, aye, a few, but they've brought their daughters with them. And there's a nice bunch of dollies from the company office in Las Palmas. I tell you, in a couple of hours, the Lotus will be like a floating harem.
Easter, have you got any of that Honeymoon Express left?
Oh, certainly, sir. Here we are, sir.
Oh, charm. And I'd like another consignment of those green pep pills.
Shh.
Wait, the doc's not around, is he?
No, but wolves have ears.
Oh, boy, those pills are selling like hot cakes around the dockyard here. Here's your share of the loot.
And there's another carton for you to get rid of.
No trouble at all. Hey, are you sure they're harmless, Easter?
Of course, as long as they just take a couple at a time. They're only aspirins.
Aspirins? I've never seen green aspirins before.
Well, I like to tart them up a bit. Let people think they're getting their money's worth. Besides, they're not recognised as aspirins, are they, if they're dyed green?
Oh, hello, Hornbeam.
Aye, Doc.
The captain's on his way down with Colonel Spittleback.
Well, what's the Colonel like?
I don't know. I haven't met him yet.
I've had the pleasure on several occasions. Quite a blustery gent.
Well, he can't be worse than Spratt.
Come on, come on, let's be having you. Come in, Colonel.
Yes, yes.
And you too, miss. This way.
Relax, gentlemen, relax. This is our little secretary in the Las Palmas office.
Ah, yes, Miss Bumble, wasn't it?
Bottomley, actually.
Oh,
yes. Say, how do you do, Miss Bottomley?
How do you do?
May I present Mr. Hornbeam, the mate?
How do you do?
Yes. And our ship's doctor, Dr. Sparrow?
Sparrow, yes, yes, I've heard about you.
Oh, jolly good, sir.
Been keeping company with my daughter, haven't you?
It's a lie! Well, you say keeping company.
Ah, you twit, and this is...
Mr. Easter, the Doctor Stewart.
Yes, I've met Easter before. Last time was in Singapore, Easter?
That's right, sir. Keeping well, sir.
Mustn't grumble.
That's a ticket, sir. Charmed to make your acquaintance, Mr. Tom Lee.
Yes.
This party of yours ever going to start, Captain?
Oh, yes, Colonel. Guests are arriving in a minute now. Right, the fair entrance to Hondine. Get aloft and set things in motion. After you, Colonel.
Yes. I'd like a word with you sometime during the evening, Doctor.
Oh, really, sir? Oh, jolly good.
Yes. Find out what your intentions are.
Oh, my intentions are always jolly good, sir.
Go on, Mr. Hornby. After you, Miss Backside.
Yep. Bottom roof.
Very old. I'll accompany you to the poop.
He was referring to the poop deck, Miss Bottomley.
I must say, Mr. Hornby, the decorations seem to be well up.
And hurry up, Doctor. I want to see you up on the boat deck doing the fandango.
I say, Doc, what about that Miss Bottomley?
What about her?
Gorgeous piece of crumpet.
Easter, there's no way to talk about a lady.
I know, I'm talking about Miss Bottomley.
She seems perfectly charming and competent.
Lovely.
Quite shy, actually.
Don't you believe it, Doc. She's got that look in her eyes.
Look, what do you mean?
She knows what it's for, all right.
You do talk a load of nonsense sometimes, Easter. Anyway, I'm more worried about Colonel Swithenbank.
Oh, Colonel.
He's obviously going to have a go at me about my intentions. Quite frankly, I don't know what my intentions are.
Well, a lovely girl like Miss Wendy don't come along every day, sir.
I realize that, of course, but she's a gorgeous girl, but my life's a mess at the moment. Come in. Oh, Miss Bottomley. Bottomley. Have you forgotten something?
No.
Oh.
I hurried back as quick as I could.
Hurried? Why?
Mr. Easter, it's rather a personal matter. Would you mind leaving us?
Leaving? No, of course not, Miss.
Hang on a second, Easter.
Thank you, Easter.
Miss Bottomley, please, now, you can do anything you like in front of Mr. Easter.
Anything?
I'll be outside if anybody wants me.
Me too.
You stay there.
This is cosy, isn't it? Now, Miss Bottomley,
You don't mind if I take my glasses off, do you?
Your glasses?
They tend to get in the way.
Well, if you'll be comfortable, take off whatever you like. I mean, just sit there and I'll take down your particulars. Will you give me some details of what... Would you sit down?
Oh, thank you, Simon. Your name is Simon, isn't it?
Yes.
You don't mind me calling you, Simon?
Look, I've got to go and do the fandango in a couple of minutes, so you'll have to be brief, Miss Bottomley.
My friends call me Pussy.
They really? Why do they call you Pussy?
Apparently it's not difficult to make me purr.
Is that so? Well, perhaps you'll pop along and see the vet.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, jolly good.
Do you have a nickname?
No.
Oh, go on, you must have a nickname.
No, I haven't.
Oh, everybody's got a nickname.
Well, you must know, my mother used to call me Juicy Chops.
Call you what?
Juicy Chops.
Well, why?
I was always dribbling.
You don't dribble now?
Good Lord, no. Of course I don't. Now, let's get down to it.
Oh, Doctor.
You wanted to see me on a professional visit.
I did want to rather ask your advice.
Well, haven't you got a doctor here?
Oh, him. He's ancient.
What difference does that make? Yes, well, I'll have to be quick. What exactly can I do for you?
I'd like you to examine me.
Examine you?
I'm worried about my heart, you see.
Yes, I see.
I've got a problem, heart. Perhaps you'd like me on the bed.
Yes. No. No hurry. I mean, no thank you. What exactly are your symptoms, Miss Bottomley?
It's very strange, actually. My heart goes boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom? Well, that's not serious. It's palpitations in the cardiac area.
I'll just slip my blouse off.
No, please. That won't be at all... I say.
You can see what I'm talking about.
I'll get my stethoscope. It's in my drawer somewhere. Oh, there it is. Now.
Oh, it's cold.
What is?
Your stethoscope.
Oh, I'm sorry, it'll soon warm up.
Can you hear the bum bum bum?
Well, I can hear something. I'm not sure whether it's you or me.
If you looked at what you were doing, it might help. You're not shy, are you? You are. You are shy. Haven't you examined a woman before?
Hundreds of times, Miss Boom Boom. Miss Bottomley.
A pussy?
Now, look here, Miss Pussy. I mean, Miss Bottomley. Look, please, don't put your arms around my neck. There's no need for that. Now, look, you see, it won't help your boom boom. I'm pleased to say you're jolly fit. You're incredibly fit. A1.
Well, just let's sit down here.
No, we can't.
Yes, we can. That's better. Now, tell me what's wrong with me. Oh, don't keep it from me.
Look, please, will you let me up? Stop ruffling my hair. Now, let's keep this on a professional basis, for heaven's sake. And to return to your boom, boom, boom.
Oh, lovely.
First of all, let me get out of this armchair and into your blouse. I mean, you get into your... I meant to ask you, have you had any other manifestations of this condition?
Darling, juicy joke.
That's fine. Look, please. Do you have any other symptoms?
Oh, dozens of them. I keep getting dizzy spells and I have to be put to bed. I can feel one of them coming on now.
What?
Oh.
What? No, don't do that. No, oh. Before me. I can't get up, you see. You're on my lap. No. Please, wake up. Wake up. It's difficult to hold you, you see. I can't hold you. There we are. I'll have to put her down somewhere.
Oh, ye gods!
Hello, Captain.
Dr. Sparrow.
Hello, Colonel. It's perfectly... I've been left holding the bag. have you met Miss Bottomley? I mean, Miss Bottomley.
Doctor, you better explain yourself.
Yes, of course. Well, she was complaining about her boo-boos.
What?
She's all right.
Is she?
Well, so she looks, is.
Captain... I shall leave you, Spratt, to get some explanation out of this lecherous fellow. Then I want to see the pair of you on the bridge.
Now see what you've done, you horrible medico.
I haven't done anything, sir.
Only because we barged in and saved her from a fate worse than death. Put Miss Bottomley down.
I can't. She's fainted.
Fainted? Has she? Sincere about that. Let's see what a soda siphon will do.
Don't you dare.
I thought so. Assignation in defiance of my express orders. Doctor, by the time I've done with you, you'll be lucky to get a job as a male nurse in the Battersea Dogs Home. Get rid of Miss Bottomley and be on the bridge in 5 minutes, Doctor.
Oh, blimey.
Come on, darling. We've got 5 minutes.
Will you put me down? Enjoying yourself, Colonel?
No, I'm not, Easter. I just have to castigate Dr. Sparrow.
And he's so young, too.
I don't know what that young man's up to. My daughter says she's madly in love with him, and then half an hour ago, I find him wrapped around our Miss Bottomley.
Oh, dear. If I may be so bold, sir, I think that was probably mainly Miss Bottomley.
He was looking for her boom, boom, booms, apparently.
Was he? That must have been something to behold.
That's not the point, Easter. Actually, she is quite a well-developed young lady. The point is, Wendy says she's in love with this Dr. Chappie. Did anyone know Wendy had cabled asking me to let her continue the voyage to Australia and back?
No, sir, no.
Well, I've obviously got to tell Wendy there's no chance of her staying on board. And that reminds me, Easter, the last time we met, Singapore, I think it was, or maybe the trip before in Bombay. Anyway, you did me a little favour.
Did I, sir?
Yes, you sold me some special pills. Renovating pills, I think they were. By Jove, they really did the trick, I remember. You don't by any chance have any more, do you?
It's funny you should say that, Colonel.
Orange, I believe they were.
Orange? These are green, actually. I've got a little bottle here. There we are.
Well, I must say they look exactly the same as the others, apart from the colour. They produce the same results, do they?
Exactly the same. They produce what we in the medical profession call SFA.
SFA?
Sensory Fantastical Aspirations.
Five is all right?
Oh, now, don't go mad with them, Colonel, will you?
I won't.
No more than one at a time. A customer of mine swallowed a whole bottle once, finished up in the nick.
What did he do?
He put on rompers, tried to enroll in the local nursery school.
Come on, Simon. I expect an answer.
Honestly, but it was all a mistake.
What were you doing in here with Miss Bottomley?
Would you like to rephrase the question?
No, I would not.
I wasn't doing anything with Miss Bottomley.
That's not what I heard. It's all over the ship, you know.
What is?
That you and she were running around your cabin with no clothes on.
Now, that's how rumours stopped.
Don't you realise how you've humiliated me?
Humiliated you?
Of course. You meet this girl for the first time today, and in 5 minutes you take her to your cabin and undress her.
I didn't undress her. She asked me to look at her cardiac area. I told her to go to her own doctor, but she insisted that I examine her.
I bet she didn't have to ask twice.
No, she didn't. I mean, yes, she did. She asked more than twice. Wendy, what the devil does it matter how often she asks? She's on a patch on you.
How do you know? You've never undressed me.
Of course not.
That's why I feel so humiliated.
I don't understand.
It's perfectly simple. In all the time we've been together, all the opportunities you've had on this voyage, have you ever tried to do anything like that with me?
Of course not. I wouldn't dream of it.
Oh!
Oh! You slapped my face.
Yes.
What was that for?
You insulted me.
Did I? How?
You said you wouldn't dream of doing anything like that with me.
Certainly. It never occurred to me. Oh! You mean you wanted me to,
I'd have slapped your face if you had.
You just slapped my face because I hadn't.
But I wanted you to want to. I mean, I thought you might want to, but were too much of a gentleman to do it. Now you tell me it never ever occurred to you. But the first little Popsy wiggles her hips at you, that's different.
It wasn't her hips, she wiggled at me.
I don't want to hear any more.
If you don't believe me, you can ask Pussy.
Pussy?
Well, that's her nickname because she barks.
So you've already got a nickname for her?
She just mentioned it while I was trying to locate her boom booms.
Oh!
That's it. That is it. That's the finish. I've had about as much as I can stand. Practically suffocated by Pussy because I won't, and concussed by you because I should have but didn't. All right, you ask for it.
Simon?
I'm going to knock back the remainder of Easter's Honeymoon Express and go full steam ahead.
Now, Simon. Simon, put that bottle down. Simon. Simon, this isn't like you. Simon, will you stop drinking that stuff? Simon.
Now, come here.
No.
Come here.
I won't.
I think I better have another swig.
Simon, you'll make yourself ill. Simon!
I think it's really working this time.
I'm going back to my cabin.
Like hell you are.
Don't you touch me.
Up to the day.
Put me down!
Good idea, on the couch.
Take me to my cabin immediately.
Better idea. We won't be disturbed there.
Put me down. Simon, put me down.
Gee, gods, he's at it again.
Put my daughter down, Doctor.
Hello, Colonel. Hello, Betty's back.
He must be one of those maniacs, mad as a hatter.
It's all true.
Hand my daughter over to me, sir.
Shot!
Hand my daughter over to me.
If you want
to
cuddle someone, cuddle Fenny Spratt.
Will you put my daughter down?
Don't you worry, Colonel. I'll sling the lot at him. He's broken every maritime regulation in the book.
Can I get a prize?
Doctor, by the time the company's finished with you, you won't practice medicine ever again.
I wouldn't be too hasty if I were you, Colonel.
What the devil you mean, Easter?
Well, a full report would have to be given to the board of directors, wouldn't it?
Of course.
And your wife is one of the directors, isn't she?
Certainly.
So she'd hear the full report. My evidence about the, pills.
Pills?
Yes, SFA.
SFA?
Santarianza.
SFA, pills, what are you going on about, Easter?
Ooh, nothing, sir, just, pills.
Great Scott, is Sparrow on drugs as well?
No, sir.
It's a jolly good idea.
I think a quarter inquiry, Scooper.
One moment, Captain. I think we can let the whole thing drop,
don't you?
Yes, I mean, the boy's only been enjoying himself.
Enjoying himself?
Yes, look at him now, happy as a sandboy.
Well, that's your daughter.
Yes, I know.
He's practically seduced her.
You're only young once. Let's go and join the party, shall we? I feel like having a little go round the deck. I think those pills are beginning to work, Easter. I'm getting over.
All visitors ashore, all visitors ashore. Mr. Hundred.
Aye, aye, sir.
All visitors ashore, sailing in half an hour, sir.
Aye, aye, sir.
Check the tourist cabin, see they're not hiding any of the local talent.
Aye, aye, sir. All visitors ashore.
Well, a wonderful voyage, Wendy. I'll miss you terribly.
I don't have to go, you know, Simon.
Yes, you do. I must have a chance to sort myself out. I'll write to you.
Will you?
Promise.
Kiss me.
Yes, miss.
Is this a private game, or can anyone join in?
Oh,
I can see what you're doing, Doc, but it's all ashore, I'm afraid, Miss Swithinbank. The Colonel's waiting for you on the quayside. I say waiting for you. Last time I saw him, he was jumping up and down and doing the splits.
I better go, then. Bye, Simon.
Bye, Wendy.
Safe journey.
Take care.
You take care, too.
Lovely girl.
Lovely.
You've done the right thing there, Doc.
I hope so. Thanks for everything, Easter.
Well, I didn't do anything, sir.
You certainly fixed the Colonel somehow or other.
Oh, yes, the Colonel.
So, what about those pills, then?
Pills, Dr. Sparrow?
SFA.
Oh, those, yes. I did flog the Colonel a small quantity of green pep pills.
Easter!
It's all right, sir. They're only aspirins.
Oh, that's all right. Aspirins? I might have known it. Wait a minute. How'd you make them green?
I dyed them, sir.
What with?
Emerald ink.
Yeah. Anyway, aspirin can't possibly do anything for them.
Oh, I don't know, sir. In 7 years, I haven't had one complaint.
Haven't you? Must be psychological.
Maybe. Actually, I reckon it's something in the ink. We hope, sir.
Yes, we're off.
Don't look so miserable, Doc. Plenty more fish in the sea.
Yes. Yeah, well, come on, Easter. Let's go and knock up another jug of Honeymoon Express.
In that episode of Doctor at Large, written by Ray Cooney, the parts were played as follows. Simon Sparrow, Richard Bryars, Captain Spratt, Jeffrey Sumner, Jock Hornbeam, Ray Cooney, Wendy Swithenbank, Norma Ronald, Colonel Swithenbank, Dennis Ramsden, Miss Bottomley, Patsy Rowlands, Easter, guest star Peter Jones. Doctor at Large was adapted from the original novel by Richard Gordon and produced by David Hatch.